This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risks. Let me give you some contact information and where we're located. But between my daughter and myself, we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania for over 70 years. That's not 7 years, folks, over 70 years. I'm a master certified estate planner, and my daughter is a certified estate planner. In fact, she's worked for several different government agencies, such as Social Security Office. So how many people do you think that are advisors actually worked for the Social Security Office around this area? Probably none. There could be one, maybe, but I doubt it. I haven't come across any. So we're going to be talking a lot about Social Security, the history, and the financing of Social Security. She also used to work for the Mercer County Area Aging as a social worker. Now, this is not a government position, but she was also director of admissions on nursing home. She worked for in Washington, D.C., in the Census Bureau, but not doing census. She was involved in these long-term care survey projects in Washington, D.C. So, folks, I'm telling you, Social Security, Medicare, and planning for catastrophic illness, those are the one things that people don't think about. They stick their head in the sand, could really wipe you out. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. We'll repeat it several times throughout the show. So if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation, the folks in Ohio, guess what? June 2nd, 2021, the virus has been quarantined. They don't have any masks. Pennsylvania, we might have to go a little longer in Pennsylvania. But anyways, you can come in for a complimentary consultation or set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call to know more, to learn more about what we're doing. You can set up a Zoom telephone call. Our toll-free number, again, is 800-264-4963. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmon Heights, PA, in a development called Linden Point. Our website is leavealegacy.com, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com. You're listening on Saturday, and you know what happens on Monday, May 17th. The taxes are done unless you file extension, and you have to October 15th. So if you haven't got them done and you want to file extension, give us a call. But right after tax season, it's a good time to do tax planning. So we do tax preparation and tax planning. We have another website called InnovationTaxService.com. And for those who are in a high net worth, we've got some relationship with some of the top attorneys, tax attorneys and attorneys and CPAs throughout the country. And if you're paying $150,000 more in taxes a year, you definitely got to call us. And what we do is do the plan before you implement the plan. We charge you a fee. We work along with your accountant or CPA or tax advisor and get the blessing on. And then when that happens, then you only pay a fee if the plan makes sense. But we've got some and some strategies. So that website is EliteTaxReduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com. The other tax website is InnovationTaxService.com, and our regular website is LeaveALegacy.com. And you can go there, and there's some on-demand seminars, 24 hours a day. One's on Social Security. One is, are you already retirement? One is a paycheck for life. And with this yo-yo market, we'll be talking about, besides Social Security, and for those who are collecting, you know what I'm talking about, it's nice to get that paycheck, you know, the first, second, third, or fourth Wednesday of every month, like clockwork. Wouldn't it be nice to have a similar bucket of money that comes in regardless of what happens to the market? Then you can have your other money in a different bucket if you like to put money in those vehicles. So on that website, leavealegacy.com, we have a paycheck for life called Guaranteed Income. Are you ready to retire? One's on Social Security. One is on estate planning, wills, trusts, powers of attorneys, etc. Another one's on women and wealth. And guess what? Taxes. How to have a tax-free retirement. Is that possible? If you got a 401k, 403b, 457 plan, thrift program, any of those ticking time bombs, you should get a book called 401k Not Okay. 401k Not Okay. If you'd like to get that, give us a call. We've got lots of booklets, educational material. Go to the website. We have quizzes that you can take, mini seminars that you can look. You can spend literally hours. What's that website again called? LeaveALegacy.com. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategy? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. In fact, I just came back. I'm doing this on real late Thursday. We were at a meeting over at the Lake Club. We meet once a quarter at different locations at the Mahoney-Chenango Valley Estate Planning Council, where we have attorneys, CPAs, and advisor. And this topic was on dementia. And by the way, folks, that's the one topic, if you don't have a plan in place, could wipe you out. I don't mean just dementia, but I'm talking about other types of strategies. And the gentleman I was talking to was a lawyer. He has long-term care insurance with Genworth. And he said, guess what? Prices keep coming up. Well, there's other strategies out there. You could use life insurance. You could use a single pay. He said, I don't have any money to leave to. I said, well, you could leave it to charity. If you need the money for in-home care, assisted living care, adult daycare, or nursing home, you can accelerate the death benefit. If you don't, you can leave it to charity. That guy seemed to get his attention a little bit on that aspect of it. But a lot of people do have heirs, and if they don't, charity is a good one. But this way, if you don't, you're spending all that money for regular long-term care insurance, the prices keep coming up, there's other strategies that could be possibly better for you. But what if you're in a crisis basis? Can you do something? Yes, you can. We might not be able to protect all of it, but in many cases, we can protect a good sum of it. So if you'd like to learn more about that, set up a phone call at 800-264-4963. I already mentioned we do tax preparation, tax planning. Now's a good time to do tax planning. And if you're paying taxes on your Social Security, it's a double taxation, folks. There are strategies where you can minimize those taxes and possibly get rid of it so you're not paying taxes on your Social Security. Want to know more about it? Give us a call, have a discussion, or come in for a complimentary consultation. Phone number is 800-264-4963. Estate planning, as I mentioned, we work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. So we got that covered. And then when it comes to the investments or savings, you name the investment or saving. I can't say we have everything, but many things we do have out there in the planet. And what we'd like to do on the first meeting is do a fact finder discovery process, or maybe do a short phone call, and then the next meeting do that. We're like taking x-rays or MRIs. And then a second meeting, what we do is based on your road, not our road, are you going to have enough money to last for you and your spouse, or if you're single, for yourself? And we put all kind of things. Not some on a little sheet paper that I saw one guy wrote down on a sheet of just a tablet. Oh, yeah, you'll have enough money. No, we spend a lot of money on this software, folks. It takes into consideration pension, if you have one, Social Security, different ages, expense sheet. We give you a long list of expenses, an inflation rate, your investable assets, different rates of return on investment rates of return, date of death. And, of course, we can change all these with by backspace and then recalculate it. This is pretty comprehensive. And then we also do a suitability and capacity score. That's for our second meeting. It's your route, not our route. It's really an eye-opener. When you do it in person or do a Zoom, you'll be able to see. It's really an eye-opener. Then you get an 11-page report from that. So that's very vital that if you're not really sure, if you're in retirement, you're not really sure of things going on, and then you'll be able to tell what buckets of money. Because when it comes to the investments, we talk about yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is what? Your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. The advantage is it's fairly liquid, fairly safe. Disadvantage is it doesn't pay very much. And if it does earn, you got to pay taxes on it. And then red money is anything go up and down, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisor Group where we deal with red money. We do tactical and strategic. I have lots of software when it comes to that stuff, folks. And then green money is what? Where you cannot lose money due to market conditions, such as long-term CD, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. Now, index annuities, like everything else, everything has pros and cons. I have a report that has over 1,100 of them, but only 40 of them passed the smell test over the past 10 years where they earn anywhere from 6 to 12%, with zero being the floor. So that means a lot of them do it substantially less. So there again, pros and cons of every single strategy on there. But we don't get to that until we see the road that you're on, that we offer solutions, and then we give you the positive and negatives behind that. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I wish this is an important message. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you need about revocable and irrevocable trust. And then we're going to talk about history and financing of Social Security.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write that book down about 401k not okay by Jay Beatty, our toll-free number, and there's no charge, and we'll even pay shipping, is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or if you'd like to set up a complimentary phone call or come in person to have a meeting, complimentary, or set up that 5 or 10, 15-minute call, our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Our website is leavealegacy.com. So we're going to talk about what you need to know about a revocable or revocable or irrevocable or irrevocable trust in estate planning. What are the differences in which one is right for you? So when it comes to estate planning, as I mentioned, we work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. I belong to the Mahoney-Steinle Valley Estate Planning Council. And I was just at a meeting there Thursday at the Lake Club. When it comes to estate planning, getting your affairs in order and planning for both yours and your loved ones is one of the single most important decisions you could possibly make. Have you done that? There are many aspects to comprehensive estate plan. So again, I'm a master certified estate planner. My daughter is an estate planner, so we specialize in estate and retirement planning. And while the process may seem a little daunting or complicated at first, believe us when we tell you it's worth the effort in the long run. We're here to help you understand more about the various types of living trusts that are available for you to include in your estate plan. It's important to truly know the difference between a revocable and irrevocable trust, as they could have a significant impact on your legacy. Notice our website, Leave a Legacy. Each has its own benefits, remember, pros and cons, and which is the better choice will depend what? On your current situation and your goals. So what is a revocable or revocable trust? A revocable trust is a trust that can be revoked, meaning can be changed or updated at any given time as long as you're still living in sound mind. The person who creates it or persons is called the grantor, the trustor, or settlor. And then the people involved in the administrator are called the trustees. And upon your death, guess what? You have a settlor, the person who settles the trustee, a successor trustee. So a revocable trust, a trust can be revoked, meaning it can be changed or updated. Usually use your own Social Security number any given time as long as you're still living in sound mind. Also known as a revocable living trust, this could be a good option if you want to establish a trust yet still maintain control. Here's the key, maintain control over your estate and assets while you're alive. Keep in mind that once you fund the regular trust, see, keywords funding, the trust becomes the owner, not you. Upon death, a revocable trust automatically becomes irrevocable and cannot be changed. Now, here are the benefits of revocable trust. Flexibility. They are flexible when and if you want to amend them. Revocable trusts are typically easier amended than a will. It avoids probate, a big one. Probate means you got to prove those assets belong to you, and it's like a big title search. You got to change the title to the surviving process. So the process probate is to prove. Save your loved one time. So probate is involving time. It can take anywhere from 3 months to a year to 2 years. I've seen probate lasts sometimes even longer. Save your loved one's time, money, because guess what? Some charge by the hour, but you can still figure out the percentage, anywhere from 2 to 10%. And most of the stress that you create in a revocable trust by avoiding the process of probate, providing it's fundable. That's a key word there. Original is not needed, whereas an original will must be present to be validated during the probate process. Since revocable trusts don't go through probate, an original is not required, which can greatly simplify things upon your passing. Now, whether one is right for you or not, that's why we give a complimentary consultation to sit down with an attorney or via a Zoom or phone call to see if it makes sense for you. Continuous management, that's another positive. Even if you become incapacitated, as long as the revocable trust was funded, assets within it will continue to be managed without interruption. One more important benefit of a revocable trust is they ensure property and assets remain readily available for you even if you become incapacitated. It's true that you could just have a durable power of attorney in place, but POAs are often more difficult for third parties to deal with. Disadvantages of a revocable trust. While there are many advantages to a revocable trust, there are also some downsides too. Remember, as I said, pros and cons. Some of the potential disadvantages of a revocable trust could, folks, include no tax advantage. Revocable trusts don't save you money on your income taxes or estate taxes. No asset protection. We'll get into irrevocable trust in a minute. While you're living, no asset protection. A revocable trust doesn't protect your assets from creditors. Need for updates. While wills can automatically update or change after major life events, just as a birth of a child or divorce, a revocable trust needs to be constantly updated. Administration work. Retired assets to be trust owned to be time consuming, but necessary to fund trust. That's why you need to work with a quarterback. A lot of times we can do a lot of this and we don't charge extra for those. Sometimes we do, but you got to look at the pros and cons and see if you don't do one, what is it like to go through probate and what the potential cost could be. Now, what is an irrevocable or irrevocable trust? On the contrary, an irrevocable trust is one that cannot be easily amended, changed, or terminated once it's signed. There are only a few very specific, very isolated instances that would allow for an irrevocable trust to be modified. In most cases, changes must be approved through the permission and consent of the named beneficiaries. Now, here's the benefits of an irrevocable trust. The stringency of irrevocable trust begs the question, how could you possibly be a good idea to get this type of trust? But believe it or not, there are some distinct benefits to an irrevocable trust. Estate tax benefits. And a lot of people might not benefit from that because their estate's too small. Right now, it's like $11.7 million for a single person. And they're talking about lowering that down substantially, maybe to $3 million. I've heard even William. We don't know that. But right now, it's like $11.7 million. Asset protection. That's an advantage. Irrevocable trust can protect assets from judgments and creditors. If you have a high-profile career or otherwise likely subject to lawsuits, an irrevocable trust might be a good idea. How about this one? Access to government benefits. Your wealth can actually count against you when it comes time to collect government benefits like Medicare and Supplemental Security Income. By putting assets to irrevocable trust, you may not have to deplete your savings and assets before qualifying for assistance. This can be huge in preserving wealth for your heirs. Plus, in Pennsylvania, we have an inheritance taxes, 4.5%, 12%, or 15%, depending on relationship, from $1 except for the funeral costs. It can be pretty pricey. If it goes 1 year and 1 day, you avoid that. Nursing homes have a 5-year look back. Now, what are some disadvantages of an irrevocable trust? Higher tax rates. An income tax that is irrevocable trust earns will be taxed separately and often a higher rate. Additional tax return. Complex language and terms. Irrevocable trusts usually have difficult terms that may be hard for many people to understand. So what type is best for you? Well, the best thing is to set up a phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation and sit down with one of our lawyers or do it by phone. We do a conference call or do a Zoom. And we can discuss your situation. It's complimentary. So if you'd like to set up that call, give Legacy Financial Strategy a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. I told you about those on-demand seminars. One is on estate planning. They're there 24 hours a day. Leavealegacy.com. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to this important message. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about history and the financing of the Social Security system. And according to Newsmax, let me tell you what J.B. Joey wants to do in his administration to your Medicare. That's where the action is, folks. That's where the action is. So you want to stay tuned. That we'll open with that. So please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write that toll-free number down, if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation or do a Zoom meeting, Our toll-free number at Legacy Financial Strategies is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. If you'd like to get that book, 401k Not Okay, by Jay Beatty, you can call and we'll be glad to ship it out to you at no charge. So we're going to be talking about the history and financing of the Social Security system. But before I do that, there was an article in Newsmax talking about Medicare that's going to go broke by 2023. That's a couple years from now. So Social Security, you've heard the trust fund, 2033, they'll have 77%, et cetera. You can see that from your four-page statement. They talk about that. But Medicare is where it's at. He's talking about Joey, JB, Joe Biden, is talking about lowering Medicare to age 65 to 60, from age 65 to 60. Now, that's 5 years. Now, how many groups of people will be in that group? If it's already going broke, if they're right, 2023 or thereabouts, what do you think will happen, folks? Let me tell you my take on it. National health care. You remember Hillary wanted to implement that many years ago? Obama wanted to do that, Medicare for all. This is one of the principles of communism. Go get or go Google the 8 principles of Saul Alinsky, A-L-I-N-S-K-Y. Saul Alinsky, the guy that used to work for Al Capone, wrote the book Rules for Radical, Rebel for Radical. 8 principles, and one of them is to take over the healthcare system. He's the one that also dedicated the books to Satan and Playboy magazine. Asked him, why would you want to donate those books to Satan? He said, because I want, when I die, I want to be down with the have-nots, not the haves. Well, he was a Chicago professor, and he died in Carmel, California, many, many years ago. Well, guess what? I think he probably got his wish. He's down with the have-nots. But one of the principles is health care. Take over the health care system. So if you heard chatter him talking about lowering Medicare from age 65 to age 60, you need to do some research on that topic. Yeah, he can do it. It'll go broke very quickly. And guess what? We now have the national health care, which Hillary was a disciple of Saul Alinsky. In fact, Saul Alinsky helped Hillary for her graduate degree write her paper, which I still have in a file folder. It's like 92 or 93 pages. Barack Obama, he was one of his mentors, although he was dead by then, but his articles and his belief system were that as well. So be very, very wary. If you get Newsmax, do a search, and you may find the article regarding that. Now let's talk about the history and financing of the Social Security system. Now here's an example, and I'm going to read to one of the books that I have that I subscribe to. It says, I'm a 60-year-old widow, greatly in need of medical aid, food, and fuel. I pray that you would have pity on me. And that was sent to who? President Roosevelt, 1934. The hope behind this statue is to save men and women from the rigors of the poorhouse, as well from the haunting fear that such a law awaits them when journey's end is near. Justice Benjamin Cardozo, 1937 Supreme Court ruling upholding the legality of the Social Security Act. Social Security is now so firmly entrenched into our economic system, it is hard to believe that before its enactment, more than half of the elderly people lived below the poverty line. Try to imagine what it was like during the Great Depression of the 1930s. The unemployment rate was 25%. 9,000 banks fell. They didn't have FDIC back then, taking with them the life savings of a million people. The stock market lost 40% of its value. Now, where have we heard that before? The gross national product was cut in half. The majority of the elderly were living in dependency. For most of human history, people had lived and worked on farms and extended families, and this was the foundation of the economic security. That's not today, though. As people aged, They were taken care of by family members in exchange for babysitting and other domestic chores. The Industrial Revolution changes all that as more and more people move to cities and became wage earners. As the extended family and the family farm became what? Less common as a source of economic security. Many elderly people became destitute. They literally had to go to the poorhouse. By the 1930s, the United States was ready for solutions. The economic crisis triggered by the Great Depression led to angry mass movements and radical proposals. The political left wanted to seize the wealth of the rich, kind of like now, and redistribute it into the elderly and to the unemployed. The political right wanted to rely on state-run welfare programs and do nothing in hopes that the economy would right itself soon enough. In the context of time, President Roosevelt for social insurance system was a modern response to a nation in crisis. Under the program, every wage earner would have a portion of his or her salary deducted and placed in the Social Security Trust Fund, along with equal amount from the employer, and these amounts would be distributed to people who had previously contributed to the system, hence the word Social Security. That came into existence when? August 14, my brother's birthday, 1935. He wasn't born in 35. And by the way, in his fire chat, he says, you'll never pay taxes on your Social Security. Well, he did keep that promise, but he died. It was changed in 83 and 93. So if you make more than $32,000 as a married couple, or $25,000 as a single person, up to 50%, not percentage-wise, but up to 50% of your Social Security subject to tax, in 1993, they raised it to $44,000 for a married couple and $34,000 for a single person, up to 85%. Again, that's not the tax. That's the percentage of Social Security subject to tax. So a lot of people, when I point that out to them, I said, would you be interested if I had a strategy legally to be able to reduce, in some cases, eliminate you paying taxes on Social Security? Yes, well, how do you do that? Well, no one's ever pointed that out to them. So if that's for you, and by the way, they've never indexed it for inflation, the swamp rats, the demon rats, and even the good guys never talk about it. It's a little slippery one. A lot of people fall through that. So Social Security was designed as a pay-as-you-go system whereby the contributions of current workers would go into a trust fund. They used to have 40 workers. We're down to about two and a half workers. In this trust fund, out of which benefits would immediately be paid to current retirees. The trust fund was not expected to accumulate large reserves, but instead provide just enough cushion to assure continuing payments despite natural fluctuations in receipts. The first recipients received a bonanza because they get full benefits even though they what? Hadn't contributed very much to the system. But it was okay because there were some 42 workers, so I said 40, paying into the system for each retiree receiving benefits. Since then, the ratio of workers to beneficiaries has declined. But over the past 75 years, the Social Security system has worked exactly how it's supposed to work, despite fluctuations in demographics, which influence how many people are paying in and taking out at any given time. In fact, the recent confluence of demographics and economics has caused the Social Security Trust Fund to grow to levels like never seen in the history of the program. Baby boomers at the peak other careers are contributing far more to the system than the current retirees are drawing out. In 2018, the system collected about $885 billion in payroll taxes, earned $83 billion in interest on the securities and trust fund, and received about $35 billion in income taxes paid by higher income beneficiaries for total revenues of about $1 trillion. Disbursements totaled $1 trillion minus $998 billion in benefit payments, $6 billion for railroad retirement financial interchange, and $5 billion for administration expenses for a net surplus of $3 billion, which is added to the trust fund, which grew to $2.894 trillion. So there's a lot more to talk about, and we'll cover more of it next week when it comes to that topic. But that's one asset. You should look at Social Security as an asset. So besides Social Security, you should, for many people, I can't say all people, a lot of people would like to have another bucket of money coming in, regardless of what happens in the market. It's steady, just like Social Security. Paycheck for life. That's why you can go to that website, leavealegacy.com. Check out guaranteed income. That's a paycheck for life. No matter what happens, it is predictable. Then the third bucket, you can put money elsewhere. If you'd like to know more about that, go to that website, take the quiz, watch the video. On-demand seminars at leavealegacy.com. Or give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategy, toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Set up a complimentary consultation or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to support Messies. When we come back, we're going to talk a little politics. We're going to talk about J.B., Joey, Uncle Joe.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write down those toll-free numbers, if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation or come in for a complimentary consultation or set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call, or set up a Zoom call, give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategies, toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So let's talk a little bit of politics. Then we're going to talk about the most important topic, folks, where you're going to spend eternity. President Biden becomes the first president to admit God from National Day of Prayer proclamation. Was that an accident or was that on purpose? No mention of God. Was that an accident? I don't think so. There was no mention of God in President Joe Biden's National Day of Prayer proclamation this year, where someone wrote the talk for him, but he's supposed to have reviewed it. This is the first time, folks, that a president has failed to mention God in the history of making a proclamation since the observance was created in 1952 by the United States Congress and into law by President Harry S. Truman to be annually recognized. I'd be interested in what say you on your comments. In 1981, President Ronald Reagan designated the National Day of Prayer to be the first Thursday of May. Ironically, this was also marked the first time in 70 years that the National Day of Prayer wasn't held at the U.S. Capitol building. In the National Day of Prayer proclamation, Biden says, "Today, we remember and celebrate the role that the healing balm of prayer can play in our lives and the life of our nation." He mentioned the Americans' constitutional First Amendment rights to be free speech and religious liberty, including this right of American to pray, while expressing those freedoms has created us to be nation of remarkable religious vitality and diversity across generations. He spoke of the deadly pandemic, racial injustice, and climate change. He even quoted the late Congressman John Lewis and said, "Nothing can stop the power of committed and determined people to make a difference in our society." Why? Because human beings are the most dynamic link to the divine of this planet. "Let us find in our prayers," he said, "however they are delivered," he encouraged the determination to overcome adversity, rise above our differences, and come together as one nation to meet this history. Although President Biden is held as a devout Catholic, he failed to what? Mention the one to whom he's prayed to, and that is who? God Almighty. God Almighty. Shame, shame, shame. This is not the first time Biden admitted God related to prayer at the National Prayer Breakfast. In February of 2021, the name God was glaringly absent in Biden's delivered remarks. "May God bless you all," at the end of his address, was present, but it was only mentioned of God. After citing hunger and poverty, the pandemic's ravaging political strife, and more critical issues, rather than point to God as the one who could deliver us, Biden pointed to another source for our hope. "Where do we turn?" Joey said, Biden said. And he answered, "Faith. For me is the darkest moments. Faith provides hope and solace. It provides clarity and purpose as well. It shows the way forward." Now, President Biden also had two opportunities to address people of prayer, and while he was encouraged prayer and faith, he has failed to mention the God whom we pray to and place our faith. Watch President Biden's remarks at the February 4th, 2021 prayer breakfast. I'd be interested in your comments. What else is in the news? Anthony Fauci, Quack Fauci, gave scientists, you ready for this one, by the way? This is a family radio show, so excuse me what I'm about to say. Anthony Fauci gave scientists over $400,000 to make humanized mice with scalps from aborted babies. Let me read that again to you. Anthony Fauci gave scientists over $400,000 to make humanized mice with scalps from aborted babies. White House advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci's federal agency gave more than $400,000 to support a grisly experiment that involved scalping second trimester aborted babies and then implanting their skins, you ready for this, onto rodents. The disturbing taxpayer funding project received renewed attention this week at a Pennsylvania House hearing where experts testified about the experiment and other research with aborted baby parts. Where? University of Pittsburgh, our backyard. A new report, as called Just News, linked the experiment to Fauci. I've talked about this before. According to research, Fauci's agency, the National Institute of Allergy and Infection Diseases, under the National Institute of Health, gave more than $400,000 in taxpayer funding to the University of Pittsburgh researchers to conduct the experiment. Unbelievable. Scientists want to grow babies in the womb for 40 days and do what? Kill them for research. A recent news story describing how scientists in China generated the first human monkey chimeric embryos, unborn monkeys with human body parts, a deliberate and unnatural crossing of species, sent shockwaves to the world. But this unethical experimentation on human embryos is not exclusive to China. They are pushing to do the same thing with human babies. It's not a horror movie, but it could be very soon. Unborn mice embryos were grown in rotating lab bottles outside the natural maternal environment until halfway through the gestation. They grew in bottles until they had a fully functioning heart and circulatory system, as well as other organs. Limbs and eyes were also forming. Upon reaching optimal growth in living conditions for tiny mice, the scientists exploring a range of possible experiments. They genetically modified the embryonic mice, changing their DNA. Toxins were added to test teratogenic deformity effects. In addition, researchers injected embryonic stem cells from a destroyed human embryo into the mouse embryos to make human-mouse cameras, a hybrid species with both mouse and human parts, including hybrid brains. What kind of sick mind does this? They were allowed to grow for 14 days, then killed. But these experiments do not and will not stop there. The lead scientist of the mouse in a bottle research team is calling for human beings to be next. There's much, much more, folks. Let it go there. That's pretty risque. I apologize. But you have to know what's going out there. What do you need to do? Call your legislator and tell them to stop. Folks, we're living in troubled times, but I'm trying to look at the positive. People are hurting. You know what they need? They need the Lord. You're going to die. I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? I do another radio show on Sunday. I had a gentleman named Eric Mudrak. Yesterday, he celebrated us on the 13th. I'm doing this on the 14th now. We're past on Friday. He celebrated his 9th sobriety for 9 years being sober. He'll be on Monday or Sunday's show from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. WPIC, called One Way Radio Network. And why would we call it One Way? There's only one way to heaven, folks. There's not 50 ways. There's not 20 ways. There's one way. A man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27. Then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and you say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. The trillion-dollar question. I have $1 trillion bills. Where are you going to spend eternity? Either heaven or hell. There's two judgments. The great white throne judgment for non-believers who rejected Christ. God loves all. He wants all to come to repentance. And the bema judgment, judgment seat of Christ, for believers where your works will be tested. He stands at the door. Can you hear him? You have to open the door and ask for forgiveness, repentance. James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before the Lord and lift you up. There is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned, fall short of the glory of God. You repent, and then you accept who? Jesus Christ is the God. And if you mean that, you will spend eternity in heaven. If you'd like to learn more about that, I would ask you to request these two booklets. One's called by Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. Powerful. He was an investigative reporter, wanted to prove his wife was nuts. She became a believer. He spent 2 years traveling abroad interviewing people. Guess what? He became a believer and became a pastor. The other one, folks, you'll get goosebumps when you read this. Randy Elkhorn, About Heaven, Biblical Answers to Common Questions. Little booklets. You can read it in about a minute, 2 minutes a day. It's more powerful than eating an apple a day to keep your healthy. This is much more important. You actually get goosebumps once you become a believer. You know where you're going to spend eternity, folks. So it's a great opportunity for witness. Order a couple for your friends and say, would you do me a favor? Would you read this book? It's the most important decision you could possibly make, where you are going to spend eternity. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warriors lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software. We'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and to support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavewithlegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement. Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information, must-know fact, you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.